please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with those who are ill. Please guide us as we make the decisions that are best interest of all of our citizens. Please be with our military and first responders and emergency personnel. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Before roll call, I did want to remind everyone that tonight's audio of the council meeting will be uploaded to the city's website. So if I could please ask all council and staff to please speak clearly into their mics so we can ensure an audible recording that can be heard and understood. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant. Councilmember Wilson.
Here.
Councilmember Aldrich.
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Here.
Mayor Pierce.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Item 5, citizens' participation. We have Patricia Baber. Citizens to be heard is for City Council to receive information on issues that may be of concern to the public. Citizens to be heard is limited to 3 minutes. A purpose of the Open Meeting Act is to ensure that the public is always given notice of the items that will be discussed by the council. Should a member of the public bring an item to the council for which the subject was not posted on the agenda for the meeting, the council may receive the information but cannot discuss or act upon it at the meeting. She is going to speak about mowing of the city right-of-way at two locations.
Yes. One is, I was asked to do this by Charles Abera at 3402 Autumn Lane, and that will be for the mowing of the drainage that is Rosella Creek. And the other one was, and I don't know his name, but I know that everybody up here probably knows him. He works at Walmart in Converse. He lives on Kirby Heights behind the mobile home park, and he wants to know when the dead end area will be mowed because it's about butt high on him right now. And that's it, the two questions.
Right.
So if he asks any of y'all, I did ask this question.
Thank you. Rosalinda Cruz? And it will be regarding trash cans.
I'm here to ask if I can have permission to continue keeping my trash cans on my sidewalk in the front because I have arthritis on my lower back and I lose my balance and I've fallen a few times and I was told that I can't do it no more. And I have a left knee replacement. I've been treated for a blood clot on my right leg and a right knee replacement that I need, but I can't have it until I have a certain procedure done. So that's why I'm here.
Okay, Ms. Cruz, if you can get with our city staff after the meeting, or leave your, if you're planning on staying or not staying, if you're planning on leaving, if you would like, please put your address for our city manager and then she can contact you and we can help you out with there. Thank you very much. Mr. Linscombe with Jetson ISD, bond construction, our favorite topic.
Thank you, Mayor Pierce. And
members of the council. Just wanted to update you real quickly in reference to the bond project that was passed back in 2016. This is going to be here in the next several months directly affecting the schools of Kirby Middle School and Hopkins Elementary School. And we have a presentation here. Notice that the bond itself is, for Kirby Middle School anyway, is a $26 million project. So this is going to be quite a significant project. And we have an artist rendering here of what the street side is going to be looking like, the front of the school. So that is what we're going to be looking like here when this is completed. Notice that this is going to be a completely different storefront, so to speak, from the curb, where this will now have a very noticeable and obvious front entrance, which is going to be the kind of raised roof area there. There is going to be an area to the right of that main entrance, which is going to be really the new construction. That's going to be some of the administration offices that are going to be moved over to that side so we can make some more room for academic classrooms and so forth. That is on the left-hand side. And the left-hand side of that is actually an existing building there already. Now, if we go to the next slide, this will give you a little closer look to that front entrance there. Again, on the right side of that is a section of the building that actually kind of stands out or juts out a little bit further, where there will be a type of vestibule there. As we pull out just a little bit further in the next slide, we'll show you that again, kind of a different angle, where you can tell that the left side of the entrance is kind of flat, and the up to the right side of it, it kind of juts out a little bit. So there's a little bit of a difference there, but as we look at our last slide, this will give you actually a pretty good wide view of the difference in the look of the front of the building. Notice in the middle, there is going to be kind of an open courtyard area. It's kind of hard to see from that vantage point, but to where that big tree is, just to the left of that is where the existing science building and library is at this point that we rebuilt maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But in between that building that exists right now and the other building you see there is going to be kind of an open courtyard type area. So it is going to look a little bit different. As we go to the next slide, this will show you just a recap of the project. It's going to be a new administrative wing to make room for more classroom space where current offices are. It'll be a construction and then demolition. So because we still have students that are going to school there, obviously, so we're going to be going through construction, and then we're going to be demolishing some of the old buildings. And some of this construction will also include a new gymnasium, a couple of gymnasiums there back towards the back part of the campus. Bids for this project should be going out next summer. Right now, what we're going through is the architectural plans and so forth. And then the last slide basically is about Hopkins Elementary School. This is an insurance-funded project due to the roofing damage from some hail-bearing storms that we've had over the past year. Contractors, I was going by the campus. I didn't see the dumpsters out there yet, but those dumpsters are going to be arriving soon if they haven't already gotten there to dispose of all the roofing material. And then after that, the actual roofing should be starting in the next few weeks. So that's kind of what's going on in terms of the construction. Kirby Middle School is going to be going through a transformation out there. And I think the community will be pleased with the way it is going to be looking in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Goodman, would you like to talk now, or would you like to hold for your item or the public?
The council commission, I'd like to refer our remarks until the time.
Yes, sir. Ms. Vallon? She will be speaking to us about the bike and hike and bike trail.
Good evening, and thank you for council and everyone for letting me speak this evening. My concern is the easement part of our backyards on Hickory Hill Drive. And I'm hoping, of course, I don't know the timeline for this project. I'm hoping that there will be plenty of trash cans or any kind of reciprocals that they will, people will have along the way or, you know, visible to make sure that we keep our, the whole park clean and neat. And also, will there be any kind of signage as far as keep our parks clean, keep Kirby beautiful, whatever, anything that would help us along that line to make the public aware that we are definitely concerned about keeping our parks clean and neat. And the reason I'm asking, my concerns are that right behind my yard, right there on the easement on my backyard, there's a big pile of dirt. Now, I know that the project is ongoing, and I kind of think that some people are already piling up trash there. Now, I can't be sure, but it doesn't look like the regular type of trash that should go there with the project, you know, the waste that the project brings on. But that is my concern, and I will probably call Public Works and look into that, you know, concern. But I'm hoping that we do have those kind of things available in that area, so we won't have to worry about seeing that in our backyards. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brings us to item 6A, the regular meeting minutes of October 12th, 2017.
Mayor, make a motion we accept the minutes October 12th,
17. Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Autridge, to accept the regular meeting minutes of October 12th, 2017. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. We have one abstention. Councilmember Wilson due to absence. Item 7A, at this time, I will close our regular meeting at 7:12, and I will open the public hearing. The public hearing, 7A, a variance request to the building code section 150.16 to waive the requirement of the installation of an automatic sprinkler system in a 4,000 square foot open storage pole barn located at NCB 17729, P2B.38 at P2C.43 AC, CB 5865 block lot, NEIRR 188.29 feet of 4, commonly known as 5140 Gibbs Sprawl Road, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. This is a public hearing for any concerned resident. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak on this item? Okay, I will close the public hearing at 7:13. I will now open the public hearing, item 7B, at 7:13. A variance request to the zoning ordinance section 153.059 to allow the construction of a carport to be built 2 feet from the side property line and 8 feet from the main structure located at CB 5092, P16, ABS 134, commonly known as 4210 Ackerman Road, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. Would anybody like to speak for or against this?
It's Mr. Goodman's project.
Thank you. That's a long description for just a carport on my driveway. Yeah, I appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission just recently, and they approved it, which wasn't really a problem. It's so close. You know, it's not right at the house, but the regulations say that it has to be 10 feet, and it's only 2, and on the other side it's supposed to be 5 feet, and it's only 3. But the neighbors came and testified that it was perfectly all right, and I'm just asking you to give us, to approve the variance so that we can go ahead and finish the carport. And of course, if anybody asks why, the gentleman mentioned the hailstorms last year. We have a motorhome, and they did a pretty good job on that motorhome, and this is going to cover the motorhome and one vehicle. So that's really all I have to say on it, unless you have questions. Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody else who would wish to speak on this item? Okay, I will close the public hearing at 7:15 and reconvene the regular meeting. Item 8A, discussion and possible action on a request for a variance to the building code at 5140 Gibbs Sprawl Road, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. The Planning and Zoning Commission did meet, and they did approve this unanimously and asked that the City Council approve their recommendation as well. Everybody should have received in their information the structure for this, and it has. We also received a fire marshal letter indicating that they saw no issue with removing this requirement. If anybody would like to make a motion.
Mayor, I move that we accept the variance to the building code section 150 dot period 16 to waive the requirements for installation of the automatic sprinkler system at 5140 Gibbs Sprawl Road.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to approve the variance requested. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8B, discussion and possible action on a request for a variance to the zoning ordinance section 153.059 to allow the construction of a carport to be built 2 feet from the side property line and 8 feet from the main structure located at 4210 Ackerman Road. We just heard from Mr. Goodman on the project idea, and planning and zoning again did approve this unanimously to request that council take their recommendation to approve this variance request. Is there any motion?
May I make a motion? We go ahead and allow for the variance on section 153.059 for the construction of the carport to be built at location 4210 Ackerman.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman to approve the variance. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Your variance has been approved. Item 8C, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2017-695 of the City of Kirby City Council for the adoption of the City of Kirby Cafeteria Plan. I will turn this item over to our Finance Director, Tina.
Okay, this is something we normally do every year unless we don't have any changes. What we did is we currently changed the date for the 2017 to 2018 for the Cafeteria Plan. And because of that, we also added the wellness plan that was approved by the council. And so that is on our resolution for the changes that we made to the cafeteria plan insurance. That's really the only thing.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I make a motion we accept resolution number 2017-695.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to accept Resolution Number R-20117695. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8D, discussion and possible action on awarding a bid for the City of Kirby's bank depository services. I will turn this over to our city manager.
All right, Mayor and Council, we advertised and requested bids for our current depository services contract. We received one bid from Shirts Bank and Trust, which is also our current provider. And state requirements are that we bid this out at least every 5 years. So you have a copy of their cover letter as well as the proposal that they submitted. These are all of the items that they currently provide to us and the fee structure that goes with those items. And so Finance Director and I have reviewed it, and it's our recommendation that we approve this for 5 years. So it would begin on November 1st, 2017 and go through October 31st of 2022. And we do have representation from the bank here if you have any questions.
Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to award the bid to the Shirts Bank and Trust for the City of Kirby's Bank Depository Services.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to award the bid for the City of Kirby Bank's Depository Services. Is there any discussion? Would you like to come up since you made the trip out here and introduce yourself?
Of course.
You've got all our money.
I just play with paper money. That's all I play with. My name is Wendy Griffin, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Shirts Bank and Trust. Since my 21 tenure at Shirts Bank and Trust and over 30 years in banking, when I started at Shirts Bank and Trust in 1997, the City of Kirby has always been a customer. We appreciate that. We've enjoyed the relationship, and we plan to grow much more with you in the next 5 years and hopefully further into the future on that. So thank you for the opportunity, and we appreciate the business.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, item 8E, discussion and possible action to award a bid for the Benzingelman Road reconstruction. As of now, we haven't received TxDOT's concurrence to award the Benzingelman contract, so I will ask for a motion to table this item.
Mayor, I make a motion we table this item for the bid on Benzingelman Road reconstruction.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to table the awarding of a bid for the Benzingelman Road reconstruction. Is there any discussion? Do we happen to know when?
They had told us by the end of this week, so we're really hoping.
Okay. All right, is there any further discussion? All right, will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, that item is tabled. Hopefully we will be able to bring it back to our next agenda. Item 8F, discussion and possible action on a proposal for engineering services from Ford Engineering for Scotsman and Arneson. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Mayor, Council, if you recall, Scotsman and Arneson was our CDBG funded project for this next program year.
and so we want to go ahead and get started early in the fiscal year with this project. So Ford Engineering has put together their proposal for the civil engineering services, and Miles Stanley is present.
Basically, the project scope is the reclamation of Arneson Drive from Blue Jay to Scotsman, and for Scotsman Drive from Arneson to Swan. Similar to other CDBG projects we've done recently, we plan to reclaim the existing pavement, mix it with a cement additive to strengthen the structure, and to put back new pavement on top of that. And related to this is any curb and sidewalk and driveway replacement that will be factored into the design as well. And this should correct any ponding and drainage issues along the existing road. And if any existing utilities need to be adjusted, they'll be accounted for in the design as well. And part of the services include our topographic survey, geotechnical engineering, and our civil design of the road itself. So.
Okay. Is there any motion?
Mayor, I move that we accept the proposal from Ford Engineering for the Scotsman and Arneson Roads.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Aldridge to accept the proposal amount of $30,135. For engineering services from Ford Engineering for Scotsman and Arneson. Is there any discussion? I do have a question on the letter. As far as the amount that is there, it talks about that would be the fee unless there was a amount that was additional services and significant changes in scope that they would be negotiated separately. What kind of significant changes is that consist of? What does that consist of?
For instance, if they decided to add another section of another street, something like that, that would completely change the scope of the project. But we don't really foresee anything like that happening on this particular project.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Right. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Thank you. Item 8G, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2017-821, repealing Chapter 33, the Police Department of the Code of Ordinances, and adopting a new Chapter 33, Police Department of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading.
This ordinance was reviewed through the ordinance review committee, and they made several recommendations for changes, which were submitted to our city attorney, and he put together this draft. If you do not have any changes, then we could move forward with approving the first reading tonight. If you have changes, then we would make those changes and then bring it back for the next meeting for approval. But we did make sure, because one of the things we've been asked to do is not to amend any ordinances, but to completely repeal the old ordinances and replace them with the new ones so that they flow much easier. So that is how this was drafted. And I don't know if, Chief, you have anything you want to add as far as the changes you're doing. He reviewed it as well, and the police chief concurs with them.
Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move to approve to repealing Chapter 33 of the Police Department of the Code of Ordinances and adopting the new Chapter 33 of Police Department of Code of Ordinances.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge for ordinance O-2017-821, repealing Chapter 33, the Police Department of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 33 Police Department of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading. Is there any discussion? As our city manager said, the ordinance committee, as I'm a liaison for that committee, did have a lot of input from our chief of police and also our city staff. So although it says that these were recommendations from the ordinance committee, it was, but it was with input from the experts in those ordinances. So. All right, is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes.
Item 8H, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2017-822. Repealing Chapter 34, Records Management of the Code of Ordinances, and adopting a new Chapter 34, Records Management of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading. I'll turn it over to our city manager.
So, same thing. This one was thoroughly reviewed by city staff also, and the Ordinance Review Committee, as well as researching the Texas Archives
Libraries.
Commission and their state requirements as far as records retention are concerned. One thing I do want to point out, because it would seem very outdated, but on page one of the ordinance in the very last paragraph where it talks about municipal records, it talks about the types of documents, and it does have microfilm and magnetic tape in there, which seem to be pretty outdated, but that is still in the state records retention requirements, so our city attorney said we have to leave that in there. And then on the very last page, there is a definition of micrographics, and it talks to you about all of those items. So I take it that's because there are some older archives that are in those formats. But all of the other recommended changes, he agreed.
You have a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to... make a motion to accept the action on the ordinance number O-2017-822, repealing Chapter 34, Records Management of the Code of Ordinance and adopting a new Chapter 34.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Wilson. To accept ordinance number O-2017-822, repealing Chapter 34, Records Management of the Code of Ordinances, and adopting a new Chapter 34, Records Management of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8I, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2017-823, repealing Chapter 36, Municipal Court of the Code of Ordinances, and adopting a new Chapter 36, Municipal Court of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading.
Mayor and Council, the majority of the updates made to this ordinance had to do with some of the things that you can use a municipal court security fund for, municipal court building security fund, and also the municipal court technology fund for. And all of these things are in compliance with the Texas Transportation Code as well as the Texas Code of Criminal Procedures.
Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move that we accept ordinance number 0-2017-823, repealing Chapter 36 of the Municipal Court of Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 36 Municipal Court of the Code Ordinances.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to accept ordinance number O-2017-823, repealing Chapter 36, Municipal Court of the Code of Ordinances, and adopting a new Chapter 36, Municipal Court of the Code of Ordinances. This is the first reading. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson? Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Abdullah?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 9-8, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interest. We will start with Councilmember Apodaca. Councilmember Wilson?
I do. I would like to put on it for the next agenda for the swimming pool where we can... city staff can come back and bring us a recommendation on what they would like to do, because before you know it, May will be here and we need to get on the ball on that one. Since I wasn't here last time, I would like to, two of the big things that at TML meeting that I went to last couple of weeks ago, I sat through one on mosquitoes, which I thought was really interesting on a conference, that some of the larger cities don't spray for mosquitoes like the city of Kirby does. They catch mosquitoes and send it to their county, and their county tests them for if they are carrying anything. And if they're carrying anything at that point, they only spray for that area. And they have little town meetings and let people know how to protect themselves and what to look for. And I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, as soon as I get bit by one, I'm ready for the city to start spraying. And because so many people now are going natural, they don't want their dogs around the spray. They don't want their grass to have the spray. You know, you have gardens in your backyard. They don't want the poison on their gardens. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And to go along with that, they were talking about, like, having creeks are nice and pretty, but you have to make sure your creeks are clean. When you have floods, things flood in it and they'll hold the water, like tires and trash and stuff like that. So I'm kind of leading on to, I would like the city to have maybe the creek from Seguin Road to Benzingham and start working on getting it cleaned out. And, you know, I noticed driving by today that they were working on a little bit of the creek on Ben Zingelman, and you know, it looks nice. And if we're going to have the walking area, I think that we need to really work at towards cleaning that whole part of the creeks out. You don't know what's in there. It could be dead animals who, you know, really not knowing anything. But the other part that I came across, and the chief was there too, was exercise equipment on the walk path. Right now, all we're gonna do is you're gonna have this piece of concrete from one point to another point. And I would like to look for maybe the crime control and the recreation committee to look together for a joint combination to check on exercise equipment along the walking path. And just see what that, you know, because otherwise you're just going to have this piece of concrete sitting there. And this way you would have, you know, maybe the police department could use it, the fire department could use it, the people who are doing the walking. I've noticed, you know, walking around like other places that they have some of the equipment. It doesn't have to be a whole bunch, but just a start out. I think that would be nice. And then my last one was that Kirby Baptist Church is having a fall festival this Sunday from 3 to 5. That was it.
Councilmember Aldridge?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to tonight's council meeting. I'd also like to welcome Councilperson Apodaca to her first council meeting.
Thank you.
And we have Movie in the Park on Saturday, October 28th. Everybody come out at 7:15. We will be showing Hocus Pocus for Halloween. There will also be a costume contest for ages 12 and under at 6:45. Hope everybody comes out and watches the movie and participates. Good.
Done. Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Last Friday, Public Works, Gilbert and myself went to a meeting at CPS. It was pretty interesting. What they were doing was giving us a rundown of their operations on each one of their fields. They had 9 different items on the agenda, and they held to it pretty closely. Each department had a manager there and telling us what they were doing, what they're planning on doing. So it was quite interesting. And it was over with at 11:30, just like they said it would be. We met a number of people. Gilbert and I both met the Mayor Pro Tem. I don't remember what the lady was that was sitting next to you. Was she a city secretary?
I believe so, for about Bonas Heights.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the last things that was on the agenda was a person talking about this new bill that's been passed, this 1004. He gave us a real brief rundown of that, and the mayor pro tem from Balcony said, "Oh, we done stuck the needle in that balloon, and we done passed an ordinance so that they can't just come into your city and tear it up. They have to come through the city council first." And the way the ordinance, the law reads, they've got perfect rights of doing anything they want to. So I talked to Monique today, and she's going to check with their lawyer and get a copy of that ordinance to our lawyer and tweet on it a little bit and get it back to the council so that we can pass this ordinance and get it on our books before they start come knocking on our door. And that way we can control what's taking place. We have to go along with what they want to do, but they're going to have to do it our way because they've got the law sitting on their side. The other thing that I'd like to bring forward that I would like to have put on the agenda for a discussion is the possibility of the EDC committee, which is pretty strong now, get them to incorporate their committee. And doing that, in the long run, then we've got some power to move ahead and try to get possibly some sales tax money into our coffers. And in time, I know it can't be done overnight, but in time we can go out there then and buy some of this rundown property and get it stripped down, looked at, and resell the property to a builder or a developer and have a lot of this stuff that's been, like on 78, we all know there's a number of different places that we would really like to get rid of and clean up. But this way we can start moving ahead in the future of doing things that we would like to do. And the way we're sitting right now, we have no recourse but just bring it out and it just kind of falls by the wayside. And I've talked to different people from different cities, and they've all, their EDC programs, of course, a lot of them have got an EDC manager, and that's what brings them so close together. Out here at Converse, I found out today, Converse is spending $1 million buying property on 78, and they're going to redevelop it. But that's what they're doing. They have brought tax money in on this EDC program. We're way down the line from that, but it's a start. We need to get started and move ahead. So I'd like to see us get it on the agenda and have a discussion about it so that we can see what we can possibly do in the near future.
Councilmember Pierce.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. And Ms. Sylvia, again, what Kim said, first meeting. Speaking of property, I'd like to have put back on the Gaiety property that we're doing out there. I'd like to go back through and relook at that issue again, because I mean, there's some things that are being brought up that are starting to concern me with that. And I'd rather do something with it with the city than anything else. Other than that, nothing else.
All right, thank you everyone for coming out tonight. And although a couple have left already, I did want to thank the individuals who spoke tonight at Citizens Participation. As always, we encourage all of our citizens to come and be a part of the city government, to be a part of the city, to learn what's going on, and to be part of the solution. We have good things, we have bad things, we have problems, but I believe that we can, if we all work together to find solutions, that we can find those solutions by working together. Texas Revolt Reenactment, that was October last weekend, and I had a wonderful time. I'm super excited that the San Antonio Living History Association comes to the city. This was their second year. They're planning on their tricentennial will be next year, so they're already talking about returning to Kirby. So I would like for us to, as soon as we know and hear that information, I'd like for us to start having meetings with them that involve everybody and as many people. I did get to dress up in the time period clothing, and I absolutely had a blast. I got to shoot the cannon, and so that was really exciting for me. I really do like things like that. I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to remember our history and to actually be a part of it. There's lots of things, you know, that textbooks don't teach, and you have so many individuals that are sitting here willing to give their time and their energy. And for the people that were there, it was like 90 degrees, and I can only imagine in all of their uniforms and costumes how hot it was. So it was a wonderful time, and so I appreciate the fact that they came there. Northeast ISD was here in the city today. The Turner Bowling Club hosted the Northeast ISD 11 elementary schools for their Special Olympics bowling tournament. And Council Member Pierce and I went and had part of their opening ceremonies. The city was represented wonderfully. We had Public Works, Police, and Fire there. So thank you to the department heads for having people there. We've had feedback already, and they were very thankful that we were there and excited that we wanted to be a part of their tournament today. Let's see. Brush pickup. I did speak with our city manager before the meeting, and I wanted to commend the city for coming up with the idea to have the brush and bulk pickup in a three sector session to get picked up. We did talk that there are a little bit of not necessarily promoting issues, but maybe people didn't actually understand that they had to have their bulk pickup on the street by 7 a.m. on that Monday of the day for pickup. So there was a few people who actually thought they had the week to put their stuff up. So our city manager and city staff will be working with those individual residences to address those situations so that we can move forward, and the next time we have this, that we can even do better. I think overall there was a minimal mm-hmm. requests from people. And I personally believe that as far as driving down the city, that it looked in much better condition than it has in years past when everybody just continued to pile up. So I did want to thank the staff and, you know, everybody involved with that. We did hear from Ms. Fallon regarding the hike and bike trail, and also Councilmember Wilson. So I know that we've discussed as this goes on that we will be having input from everybody, and so that it will be something so we can find different things, as you said, the Parks and Rec Committee, those kinds of things, so that we can bring ideas as well, and also the upkeep, because again, we know when we decide stuff, and decide to move things and put things there that we don't always remember that there's an upkeep portion of that that we have to fund as well. So I do know that that is in the forefront. The update on the digital sign, if we can have that November at the next meeting. The EDC, as Jerry mentioned, is also just putting their feet to the floor, trying to get everything moving, and they've also talked about a digital sign getting, because it's promoting Kirby, because right now, obviously, the digital sign by Kirby Liquor Store is inoperable, and now with the approval of the larger digital sign that we as a council approved for Mr. Garcia's location, it kind of negates the area there to have that coming into Kirby. But our EDC still agrees that we need to have it welcoming so that we can make sure that everybody understands you're leaving this area, but now you're entering our area. So 78 is also on their agenda as well for every area and also Benzingham. And so every area where you come into Kirby, everybody wants to say, hey, you're coming into our city. So that's something that we'll be working with the different committees about and the different boards. So that was one thing I believe that the EDC will be working with a beautification committee on different things in the city as well, because they all agreed that aesthetics is also bringing people in, you know, if you clean stuff up. So that was kind of in their territory area. So they'll be doing some joint meetings. I also I received an email, and it was actually on the day of the meetings that SAWS had. So it was not necessarily a big introduction for everybody to rush and be knowledgeable what was happening. So SAWS was holding public meetings on their proposed rates, and as you can imagine, their rates will be going up. And even though we don't use their water as such, they do treat our sewer. So anytime those rates come up, it does get onto the city. So their next one is November 1st. So we will be, I will have the city manager send that information out if anybody wants to. It's got Facebook Live and they have a live stream. It's actually at 10 o'clock in the morning on November 1st, which again doesn't offer a lot of opportunities for people to hear that. So I just think those are the things that just kind of get fit in that we really aren't aware of. And so obviously they affect all of our communities, all of our tax base, etc. There are a lot of things going on. Councilmember Aldridge mentioned moving the park. Councilmember Wilson mentioned the Kirby Baptist Church Fall Festival. The VFW will also have something on the 31st, and the Senior Center will have something on the 31st. Both of those start at 6 to 8. It's an alternative to trick-or-treating. They have hot dogs and sodas in both locations and water. So if you have anybody that's looking for some events to do, then steer them that way. And thank you, everybody, for being here. That's adjourned.
Just one comment, if you don't mind. You made a comment about SAWS possibly raising our rates for sewer. I found out through the grapevine that Kirby is paying the highest sewer rate to SAWS than any other metropolitan area.
We'll have our city manager look
at that. So I think we need to look into that, because the meeting that the former mayor and I went to when they originally put that fee on us, they showed a big map, and where Kirby sits, that map was completely clear, but there was dots all the way around us of all the problems that they have. But they don't have any problems in our area, so why are we paying the biggest fee when all the problems are in their areas that they serve, and they serve us, but they don't have to do anything but just receive the sewer. And I think that's something that we need to really sit down and try to fight with them on, why they keep raising our rates when they don't do nothing but just accept the sewer. They don't have to maintain any sewer lines or anything else. They don't have to come in here and unclog any sewer lines. but all these dots around it is where they're having to send men out all the time to take care of backups and stuff. So I just think it's something that we need to kind of look into. Okay, thank you.
Adjourned.